It should be the one that works. Tell me if it works. Fuck, why did you have to have that? It should work. Hey, Tony. Nice to see you. Does it work? Okay, perfect. You had to mute the site. What do you mean?
You have to mute Discord, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna mute in or I'm gonna deafen myself in
Discord.
yeah, Discord. Mute and deafen myself in Discord, so it'll be
Okay.
that way.
Destruction is owed.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, thank you, Tony. That's really nice of you to say. So if you guys are in, all you have to do is press the call in button and it should work. Phoenix, I don't know if you're there. Did we lose a Phoenix? We might have lost a
Honestly, I thought Phoenix was gone for a while and I don't remember him coming back.
No, he came back.
We did.
Hello, Henrik. Let me ping him at Phoenix. You want to join the mayhem? Question mark? Hello, Henrik. Shy, are you there? That is a shy. We have a shy, everyone.
Ooh, hello, Shai.
Dad,
Right
hold
there.
me. I'm scared.
Dad,
There you
hold me. I'm
go.
scared. My God. See,
I
this
had
is
to
the
sign
great
in with
part.
Twitter.
Wait, really?
It
I
wouldn't
signed
let
in
me
with
do
it.
my Google.
Yeah, I had to sign in with Twitter too. That's why my thing is the mask thing.
Oh, is that your actual Twitter? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's my Twitter.
Okay. That's interesting. So wait. Oh, I bet that's because they did the changeover. Also, Henrik, if you'd like to join in, feel free. Tony. By the way, everyone, this is the Chill Cast or the Chill Podcast for everyone that doesn't know. I think that's you, boss. Is that you?
Was me.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering the background noise. I heard like a
Maybe.
motorcycle. I was like,
Yeah. Okay. If it's a motorcycle, then yeah, it's most likely me.
all right, no
Because
worries.
I can't really stop that here because I can't mute. So I'm sorry about
You're welcome. No, it's all good.
You say you're welcome.
Yeah, I was just saying you're welcome to Shy because of questies. Yeah, this is gonna be a shit post night, but either way, I'm gonna share the podcast so everyone can see it now. My God. Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh shit, Mara. Why did I forget about Mara?
Join. Tell
This
Mara to
is
join us. This is
no,
going
I
so well.
it is going so well. I'm literally like, so I'm not high, but I was next to burning maple and apple trees, and I was throwing in the wood, and for about an hour and a half, I've been breathing in like just smoke from those trees, and it's been hitting me hard. Also, hi, Martin. How are you, McFly?
Can you get high from that?
Smoke can actually make you feel high. It basically makes you really tired, but it also like calms the brain. That's why Native Americans used to smoke tobacco by burning it and whatnot.
Isn't that also why they use it on bees?
Yeah, you can actually. Sorry.
You sure it's
Mara's just
not
not
just
mixing.
cutting off of oxygen? Are you okay? Do you need a doctor?
I might need a doctor, okay? But so, fun fact though, if you didn't know the Shy, I live right on the border, technically on the border of both sides of a reservation in Michigan. And it's really interesting because if you're Native American, laws are different. If you live on a reservation, laws are different. And I have to abide by both laws all the time. And one law that I think is really funny is if I go on the state side, they say you're not allowed to smoke peyote, you're not allowed to smoke certain drugs, essentially. And if you go into, oh, there's Henrik. If you go into the Native American side and you have like a spiritual meetup or a tribal banquet or anything like that, you can smoke peyote. And the two times that I've ever smoked peyote, I have had experiences that I will never, ever be able to explain fully in great detail. It is at one point horrifying, at another very like freeing of the mind, but I loved it.
Oh, well, cool. You know, yes. Riga got high. That's nice.
Thanks. But, hello, Henrik.
That's a good stoner story.
Yeah, no, there's a lot to laws around here, honestly. But no, so for example, I was just going to say, a lot of people believe that Native Americans smoke things in like just to have fun, or it's just a tribal tradition. But a lot of times people smoke things to, and I say things because nowadays it's weed, tobacco, peyote, shrooms. Like,
it's shrooms.
Actually, some do, but it's very rare. Like, they have to grind it up and they have to put it into a special pipe. But long story short, some of it is to like find yourself. Some of it's very interesting just in general. But I always am like really curious to see what people think of, like, I guess, Native American traditions versus just say like white people traditions or Mexican traditions or Black tradition. But I wanted to ask you guys, what did you think about like peyote or weed or that sort of like elicited drug?
I don't think I would be able to do mushrooms.
Oh, there's so much fun.
Well, then, okay. You are quite okay. That's quite the enlightenment you've given us.
This is why I love Henrik. There's so much fun.
Out of nowhere, it sounded like a Muppet was talking. I wasn't. Fucking yes, I love you, man. That was good.
Yeah, out of nowhere, I thought a Muppet was talking.
Oh, man.
If you ever,
I'm the shroom monster.
Oh my!
You're the shroom monster? No.
Okay. But hear me out. Hear me out. Big Bird was a predator. His eyes were forward facing. Okay, you can't tell me otherwise.
Oh, you know, why did we never see Tickle Me Elmo and Cookie Monster in the same room together? Tell me that.
I need you to stop that train of thought right now. No, me dog.
So basically, Big Bird is a terror bird, which is a real species of birds.
Is it?
Yeah, it's extinct now, but they're like huge birds that they're basically raptors.
Okay.
If you know what a raptor, you know what a terror bird is.
So you're saying they purposefully made a children's show that hosts small children with a terror bird, a raptor bird.
Yeah.
So then,
fucking just love the 60s, man.
I mean, they were all high. We all know it.
They're like, you know what? Here's the pitch. We get these things like sock puppets, and we shove our hands up their asses, and then we put this man-eating bird that can eat a man with these tiny kids, but we make it friendly. And then this other dude, he lives in a trash can. Let's fucking do it. Okay.
Not gonna lie, he was my favorite.
Well, he apparently, like, there's a whole other world down there, man. That was just his front door.
Mm-hmm. Don't judge your book by its cover. Oh, no joke, though. When I was growing up, I used to watch Mr. Rogers. I feel like that changed my life. Like, just Mr. Rogers in general changed my life. And like, today's cartoons, they're not the same. They're not kid friendly anymore either. Like, they just feel, I don't know. What's that one Shark Doo Doo song? The Shark
Doo Doo. Don't. I will take off my headset.
You say Shark Doo Doo.
You know what I'm talking about. I don't know what it is, but it, like,
it's the
literally
baby that's... shark song, and they made it into a show.
Oh, yeah. They did? Why did they make that into a show?
Because they saw money.
Yep.
Oh, they saw
money.
They saw money.
They see money, 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 money.
The same reason why there's a couple of kids' shows that got random episodes, like little spin-offs, just so that they could sell toys.
Oh, God. Oh, Phoenix's mic isn't working.
Then there are the weird cases like Young Justice, where they started the show, then canceled it after one season because they found out that 75% of viewers were women or girls. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know how to sell them toys, so they just canceled it.
What?
When I heard that, I was like, just sell them the same toys as boys.
Yeah,
like, right? How hard is it?
We still buy them. Like, yeah. Y'all think that we go to McDonald's to get the Happy Meals for our kids. No, we get doubles, right? We get
doubles. Everyone goes to McDonald's either A, to get fast food, or B, to starve the market of Pokemon cards. Like, that's it. Oh.
Like, there's sometimes they have good toys, man.
Do they? I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, well, they have, like, a new movie out that I've never even heard of, so I don't even know anymore. Sometimes they have decent toys.
Hmm. I know a while back...
That's true. Phoenix. Yeah, hi, Beanie Babies were a huge thing. Beanie Babies were a huge thing. They had, like, little cars. They used to have really cool little cars. They had a Hello Kitty tea set a couple years back that was really fucking cool.
My sister would have loved that.
Like, they had the little black penguin that always looks angry. There was, like, a sugar cup of him.
Aww.
And you flip, like, the lid could flip around so it looked like it was empty, or flip it around and there were sugar cubes on top. Like, it was really fucking cool. And people were buying out just the toys. So sometimes they do have really neat stuff.
I'm not going to lie. I used to buy their Pokemon cards. Do you know what I'm talking about? Not the cards, but the metal gold-plated ones.
I have one of those.
I have, like, 15. When I was a kid, I used to use my allowance just to buy those. Oh,
that
I miss those.
Amazing.
Yeah. Also, hi, Mara. Mara,
hello.
You're about to meet Shy.
Mara, how are you?
I haven't seen you in
Shy. So you've never met Shy before, but Shy Lost Confused. Or actually, do you go by a different name online?
No.
Okay. I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
But, I just live here.
I just live here. Shy's a streamer friend of mine that I have been following for a while, and I wanted to invite her to the podcast, but I also wanted to do a Q&A with her in the future. But so everyone knows each other. Mara here is my potential voice actor for the future of one of my parody films that I'm going to be making for Dishonored or the Dishonored series. But yeah, that's just so you know. And then Henrik here is my Danish moderator friend who is really good at his job and also just all-around knowledgeable bookworm and boss.
No, you.
A great editor. Nah, it's all you, man.
It's nice to meet you, and I apologize in advance.
Oh, no.
I really worry. But, so just so everyone's well acquainted, and Shy, you've already met Phoenix. Phoenix, currently, his mic isn't working, sadly, and he has an umbrella, and he looks like Totoro right now. I love it.
Totoro with a freaking massive whatever that cigar thing cigar? Is. Holy crap, what is that?
That cigar is bigger than my fingers.
No, I saw somebody smoking something kind of like that in a work meeting like a few weeks ago, and I was just floored because this is an old guy who gave absolutely zero. I keep forgetting how much swearing I can do on here. But
as much as you want, honestly.
I love it.
And and then we have McFly in the audience and a few others. But yeah, I podcast worldwide every week, and I usually get people from Russia, Middle East, down south. And I say down south because I have yet to get anyone up here in the UP or anywhere higher. And then over in the Netherlands and I think Norway? Yeah, Norway.
Hmm.
But yeah, just a little fun fact for everyone. So we were talking about what exactly? We were talking about Muppets, then we went into...
No. We were talking about drugs. Drugs.
Y'all are going to get hit by the moderators of this thing again.
Oh, God. I remember that.
You have not learned your lesson.
we were talking about spiritual experiences with peyote and the like.
Ah. Hey.
Yep,
and what our thoughts were.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And I said I probably wouldn't do mushrooms. And old boy over here be like, I fucking love mushrooms. And then we could go out and talk.
No, I have a Canadian buddy who's done, I don't want to say everything, but he's done a lot. And he liked to voice chat while he was high. So I got to listen to him go on like this long rambling thing of, oh, I just love trees. You know, they're so great. You know, they're really rough on the outside, but you know, when you rub your face against them like this, and I'm just like, are you okay? He's like,
no.
Shrooms are great. And I'm just like, all right then. It's like, you know, let me know if, you know, you start dying. That way I can try and figure out how the heck to call the emergency services in Canada from the U.S. It's like, hey, you know, I don't know where this guy is.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, maybe we got a bad batch because I had to take care of one of my friends who she decided that she was going to try them. And we were out in the woods, which probably was our first mistake. And she climbed up on top of her vehicle while making really weird noises and proceeded to take a shit on her roof. So it's just
what? No.
See, that actually sounds like some people I know, specifically because living with as many siblings as I have, you start to see behavior from children that strongly resembles that. Kids are on drugs all the time.
Yeah, I know. I have Stay one. I have
people
one.
In the military are on drugs all the time. How else are they supposed to stay awake all the time?
By the way, Shy, I just figured out where I know you from. We're both in Sir Caitlin's server.
Hey! Yeah, I mod for her.
Me too.
I don't know
who that
is. Oh,
okay then.
Do you come here often?
Are you hitting on me?
She's a married man.
She's a married man.
I have a variety of problems with that statement.
I don't remember you in her stream.
I'm TSCTH.
Oh, well, shit. Hey.
Yeah. Henrik, here's. How long have I known you, Henrik?
Oh, a couple of years now.
Yeah. But Henrik's been helping me with my podcast and. He's such a fucking knowledgeable piece of work. Like, he's so great. I love him. I like to dig my fingers into his skull and learn shit every day. Sorry, I go on rants about it.
Yeah, okay, interesting.
Angry praise!
Oh.
But yeah. No, I really appreciate Henrik because, like, no joke, he helped me start out my podcast some years ago because... it was usually just me and Tony, but then when I got Henrik involved, like, we had things to talk about. We did, what is it called? Improvs. And, like, you come up with these great stories, and I'd be like, oh my God! And, like, how'd you do that? But you're really good at them. Sorry.
Nah, I'm not that good.
You're good. Trust me. You're good. You got this shit. But,
he's got it in the bag.
I didn't know you two knew each other, actually. That's surprising.
Yeah, I was wondering when I heard the Shyla's confused part. I was like, I know her from somewhere. And I went through all of my Discord servers and finally on Sir Caitlin's, she turned up.
Mm.
Wow, that's a dedication. I would not have bothered because I am that lazy.
See, I feel like Henrik's like the guy that goes above and beyond all the time. But like, this isn't to be... like, one-ing up or one-upping anyone, but I'm like the psychopathic, like, charismatic individual where I'll literally go out of my way to, like, message someone and, like, I'll just do that. And people are like, you're such a psycho. And I'm like, what? I'm just saying hi. And they're like, why would you do that to, like, someone like James Charles? And guess what? James Charles actually messages back. Actually, I messaged Joe Rogan and he messaged me back. Do you remember that, Henrik?
Wasn't it the fitness dude you were talking about?
No, maybe. But no, Joe Rogan owns one of the biggest podcasts, if not the biggest podcast.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, okay. But I messaged him. He messaged me back, or his underling messaged me back.
Underling? And,
yeah, no, I say underling. It's his underlings. His minions. But he messaged me back and was like, if you would like to, what was it? Like, if you wanted to have a day where you could potentially meet him, put $2,000 down and something else, like put in a peg for this day and see if we can meet you that day. And I was like, holy shit, $2,000.
But well, I mean, I get it. Time is money. But like, yeah, oh, geez.
But like,
you should have replied that they should put down $4,000 to talk to you.
Oh, that would be interesting. I do have quite a few interesting people.
That motherfucker should be paying me.
I need the money. He doesn't know.
It's my money, and I need it now.
God, I haven't heard that in years. Fuck. Whatever happened to that ad? Didn't they go, like, bankrupt or something? Like,
oh,
the
fuck if I know.
I think they went bankrupt. But, yeah, no, it's really interesting who I get to meet. Because, Shai, I met you just randomly, I think. Like, I literally just found you on the internet one day. And then, turns out, you know Henrik. And I'm like, what the hell?
It's a rather small world.
It's a small world after
okay,
all.
Okay, absolutely not. I'm going to have to stop you there.
I feel like you'd really like my friend Shenpai. She's fucking hysterical. She acts a lot like you, actually.
You know, that's the second person you've compared me to, and I really need you to make up your mind, okay?
What? Who was the first? Who was the first?
Her.
Her? Shenpai?
No.
Vidge. You compared her
to Vidge. Oh, Vidge? No, Vidge is also like Shenpai. Like, God, maybe I can, you know what? Let me try and DM Vidge just to see if she'd come in here. But no, like I'm comparing you to great and awesome people because you're a great and awesome person. Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Feeling a little bullied?
What? What? How? What? I'm giving you compliments.
What?
You just shit on me for some reason? Like why?
Because now there's two people I have to find and murder because there can only be one.
There can only be one. But
I guess right, Martin. Like that pedal is real.
Thanks, Mara. Take over. I feel like I'm being attacked now.
You like pickles?
Oh, pickles!
You know it's not Maricle. Bad. They're not bad. I can take them or leave them. I don't like sweet pickles.
Oh, I'll fight you.
What?
This is a controversial opinion. Controversy.
Controversy. Chaos. Fight. But yeah, no, I actually, I can my own pickles, so. But huh. I mainly can and make sweet pickles, so that's like one of the only ones I know how to make.
I kind of want to try it, but at the same time, it seems like work.
You're wow. A workaholic. What the hell?
No, I just like baking and making specific things. See, I'll put in the work if it's for like specific sorts of things, you know? Like recently.
For, like sugar. Uh huh.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, 90% of it is sugar. But like, I can make awesome stuffed mushrooms and deviled eggs and stuff. Like.
Did you guys see the dude who pickled pickles in Monster?
Oh no,
that's cursed. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, I remember that.
I hate it so much.
Ugh. A friend sent that to me, and why? Here, like, you can't pickle because pickle. I mean, did they add vinegar to the? Did they add vinegar?
I assume so.
That's how
they would have
pickle,
to,
because you can't pickle without.
Oh, he's selling it now. He's actually selling it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. The fuck is wrong with people?
If I bought, whoa, that's a lot of money. If I bought this, would you eat it on stream?
Eat it on stream. Okay.
Hold up. Be very careful. That is a slippery slope.
How would you know I'm eating it? I could fool you. You're not going to actually see me.
I would probably.
If you paid me, I totally would.
We would be able to hear the sounds of vomiting. So
wait, what? Why are you saying be careful?
Because so I have a buddy who he decided it would be a good idea to get drunk with some friends, you know, on voice chat, and things escalated, and the classic line, one thing led to another, and he agreed to if a friend got him a life straw and paid him $50, he decided he would drink his own urine.
Oh,
and he did. And then another friend said, hey, I'll pay you $80. Another person doubled that if he drinks it without the life straw. And he did. Because, you know, money is money. But at the same time, like, yeah. So,
okay. So
that's a slippery slope.
I don't lack common sense.
I'm never letting him forget that.
Fucking yikes, man. And he's your friend.
I mean, the things people do in college, it's wild.
I mean, he's not usually that stupid, but that's not college stuff. That's like just something's wrong there. Like
just a bit of dumb there.
That's not the dumbest thing I've seen at this university so far, but apparently usually the stuff skews on the side of more just silly, like, you know, wearing a ghillie suit to class or wearing like an inflatable dino costume to class and then inflating it, like reinflating it at comedic points. Apparently that's been done. Same friend also has like wheelie shoes. What are they called? Are they called? No, they're not called wheelies. They're called
Heelys.
Heelys. I'm dumb. Yeah,
we don't judge you for it.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah, we're inclusive here.
But, there's also a couple of other people. There was this one guy I saw just going down the main campus area who had, like, a hoverboard, but it was, like, RGB, and it was playing music out the sides. So that
was a gamer brand.
It was. Oh. No. And he was, like, wearing, like a feather boa?
A what?
A feather boa.
I mean, if you're gonna go all out.
You might as well.
I fucking guess.
I mean, once again, universities are wild places. I thought I'd seen it all after community college, I'm gonna be honest, but, you know.
You're making me pretty concerned about going back to college.
You should be.
See, I didn't have experience any of that back in my college.
Oh, don't worry. The city has a drug issue.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, same, but you're making me pretty concerned.
It's funny, though.
I kind of want to talk about, like, the wildest stories any of us have ever been in college or, like, had seen at a college or know about a college, because I don't know if everyone here has been to college.
I've not, but thanks for rubbing that in.
You're welcome. I'll rub the dirt in later. And then bury you.
I'll rub the dirt in and bury you later. Don't worry.
Casual
murder.
Casual murder. What do you want to go to college for, if I may ask?
I have to use up my GI Bill.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
Otherwise, I would just be here doing things.
Like this.
And, yeah. Which is terrible, but it's fine.
Well, I mean, if you have any kind of interest in, like, computer science-y related topics, cybersecurity is really big right now because there's always been kind of a lack of people in that field. But now that there's been a whole bunch of really high profile data breaches and, you know, the thing with the gas pipeline and everything, everybody wants cybersecurity people, and places like Amazon are snatching all of them up. But it's pretty much name your salary at this point.
Is there math?
Yes.
I cannot. To a degree.
It's very limited. It's for cybersecurity, yeah, so it's like
it's I think it's probably maybe more statistics than actual math, but so I'm computer science and the highest I had to go was calculus too. There was some discrete math, lucky but that's bastard. Mainly just like proofs and stuff. It's not horrific. And I hate math with a burning passion. I'm in it for the money.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Okay. I am not allowed to be the banker in Monopoly anymore. Apparently using your hands and toes while trying to count out the money is considered slow and obnoxious. So,
well, dang, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not very good at math. And when I tested to see where I would be in math in college, they put me in pre-algebra, so we go in places.
No, that's why you kind of like introduce a certain element of randomness to Monopoly games. You know, you give it to the resident toddler, and if the toddler decides to give you money, then you get money. If you don't, then you don't. And the toddler decides how much you get. You could get all of it. You could get none of it.
That's great. Yeah. We don't have a resident toddler anymore, though.
Not anymore.
You could fill in that role.
It also introduces a certain level of randomness in like the hygiene, because you could get clean money, you could get drool money.
Oh god.
Drool money, okay. I don't know about that.
Fun for all ages.
I'm gonna have to do a Monopoly night for all of you all one of these days. It would be fun.
I don't want to yell at people. I'm good.
You do not want love to yell.
That. That's how you break friendships.
Yeah.
No, Mario Party. That's how you break friendships.
No. Mario Party. Mario Party is where you drink.
Oh, yeah. And then you do, what is it? It's, what road is that? Rainbow Road? Yeah, Rainbow Road.
That's Mario Kart.
But oh, damn it.
You're doing your best. You're really trying. No.
Sorry, the smoke has went to my brain. I'm slowly losing oxygen.
You know, I don't think it's the smoke anymore, but...
Oh, it's actually coming off my clothes, but yeah, no, it's I'm a little bit.
Wait. There's smoke coming off of your clothes.
He's on fire.
Yeah, then you're on fire, my dude.
Oh shit! No, but no, I guess you weren't here. I was burning. Oh shit! There's a cat. I was burning my neighbor's trees with them because they needed help getting rid of like. Old trees and these really prickly bushes, and I said, oh, I'll help. And for about an hour and a half I was burning it with them, so smoke is literally like the scent of smoke is coming off of me constantly. But I think Phoenix was trying to give a tip to you, Shy. Bless you.
I wasn't sure if that was a sneeze or not. If that was a sneeze, bless you, but I can't tell either.
We might have lost him.
Just give me my fucking phone!
Oh dear, are you okay?
Stop trying to take a picture of the cat's butthole.
Uh-oh.
Stop.
We got butthole pics.
Stop. What are you doing? Don't set it as my background.
Well,
the cat's butthole is now my phone background. It's fine.
Oh, every time you touch the screen, you're touching your cat's butthole.
I am.
Okay, nice to know.
You know what's a really fun prank, though? If especially people have Windows computers, because it's a lot easier with Windows computers. But if somebody leaves like their laptop or something unattended, you can like minimize their Windows, and or even not. I mean, it's up to you. Screenshot their entire screen. Set it as their desktop background, and then it has an option to hide all desktop icons. Yes. And then hide the dock.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I've one of my all-time favorite pranks.
It's
yeah, I've done that before.
So, I think even worse than that was I was on my husband's laptop, and he decided that he was going to... It was on a timer. He wrote a script so that I would hear Nick Cage every so often.
That's amazing. Oh.
Was it not the bees?
No, well, it was a whole bunch of stuff. But it was just low enough to where you'd be like, did I hear somebody in my headset? And so you'd have to stop and just go completely quiet. And then you just suddenly hear a Nick Cage line. Oh. And I would shut down my computer. I would restart. I would look for it. And I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on. And then finally, after 2 days, he's like, yeah, I did that.
Interesting.
The worst prank I've pulled when it comes to computers was we cloned one of my friend's hard drive and then put the clone in and turned his entire computer into a little girl's computer. Like, everything was pink. It was full of My Little Pony games, stuff like that. We replaced all of his pictures with, like, cutesy stuff, everything we could.
Nice.
He got so pissed, like, insanely pissed. And we're like, yeah, but we can, like, swap it out for you. We can fix it.
Later, sometime.
I know, like, it wasn't a laptop, but it was a Dell computer. And do you know those, like, stickers, those computer stickers that, like, everyone used to have and you'd see them all over just laptops or computers and whatnot?
And the Intel Inside stuff?
Like, just random, like, stickers, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But I remember because I used to work in the help desk. And this guy brought in his actual desktop Dell computer. And you couldn't tell it was Dell because all over it was stickers. And I don't know what he did to it, but the stickers were melted on, like, actually melted onto the computer.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you even do that?
So we had to open up the computer, and I asked him, because I was the only one that was there. Well, technically two others were in the back, but they were chilling. Asked him if he didn't mind if the stickers came off, and he's like, oh, please. And I was like, okay. So we tried very carefully taking them off, because I don't know if it was his daughter or someone put these stickers literally all over. And I'm not just talking about, like, just on the side, but, like, stretching over the top, in the front, on the bottom, in the grooves themselves, and we couldn't open it. We literally couldn't. So I had to literally by hand scrape them off with a plastic scraper they gave us. And we had to charge him $50 for that, even though I felt like it took me an hour and a half just to scrape them off. But either way, how does a computer get that hot and, like, the stickers melt onto the computer itself?
Like, was that a situation where you could use, like, acetone or something?
We or did. Because it was it wasn't like a screen or anything. We did use this light acetone to. We sprayed it first and then we scraped it. But it took like an hour, like over an hour, to scrape the entire thing off the one side. We left the other side and the front and the, like, the over the top.
Yeah, but, no. Thing is, where I live, that's something that you always have to take into account when putting stickers on literally anything. Mm-hmm. Because if you're expecting to be outside with it for any length of time, or even in an area that's not as well air conditioned, it will melt. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
Arizona?
Yep.
Ah.
You knew.
It's just, you know, Satan's nutsack, so.
The land of being constantly burned by your seatbelt. Yeah, don't leave any kind of toys in the windshield. It will melt.
Mara, are you a brown chicken nugget?
Only in summer.
Okay. Wait, is it summer right now?
It's about to be.
Okay.
It's springish.
It's getting to that point where I'm being burned by my seatbelt, but it's not quite full summer yet.
Fair. It's 60 degrees.
She's only getting, like, first degree burns right now.
Yeah, currently it's first degree. Not you know, as it gets yet. Into next month, it'll be second degree, and then
Oh, sure, you betcha. You can always tell about those Arizonians by how bad their seatbelt burns are, eh?
Have you lived in Arizona?
Oh, no.
No, I visited a friend once. He's like, let's go horseback riding.
It's like, oh, this sounds suspiciously from experience.
He's like, don't go outside barefoot.
No. You will lose the skin on your feet, depending on whether you're going on sidewalks or blacktop. You do not go on blacktop in your bare feet in summer.
No, I watched the asphalt melt.
Yeah, no, like, we have baked cookies in the windshield. Not even just eggs, we've baked cookies in the regular amount of time that they usually take. You know,
so that was just like an oven there.
Yeah, no, we've done all sorts of ridiculous stuff. I used to tag along for campouts for my brother's Boy Scouts when they're younger. And, yeah, no, the things you can do with the sun here is absolutely insane. Sunsets are pretty, but everything is trying to kill you, so you gotta kind of
like Australia, figure out. But the home version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little vampires to the sun.
You know, what I will forever find hilarious is that Australia has the cutest, friendliest possums, and then the U.S. just has little demon spawn.
Excuse me. I will defend our possums to my dying breath. I love those fucks.
Like U.S. possums?
Yeah, I think they are fucking adorable.
I mean, they can be useful, but...
No, they're cute.
They're little demons.
They're so cute. I want one as a smelly ass pet.
See, I could see it if you were saying raccoons, but possums are just...
No, raccoons are shitheads.
Hey, I used to own a raccoon. They were fun.
We're offending everybody today.
Honestly, though, I can see how like American possums are cute. One thing that I don't find cute anymore because of facts is people? Koalas.
Oh, yeah, they're terrible. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they all have chlamydia. Yeah, they all have chlamydia. And I'm just like, ugh.
Every single koala has chlamydia.
Oh, gross.
And nobody knows why. That's a fucked up thing. Nobody knows how they got chlamydia.
You fucking know someone had sex with a koala. Don't you fucking hide that fact.
But all of them? But yeah, that means every... That means
they have sex with others, man. They're spread it around.
So that means there's not a single koala without it.
No, yeah. They had sex with each other and they spread it slow motion.
Slow motion. Are they sloths now?
So they just go with it now.
That's true. They are like one of the dumbest mammals. They're a mammal.
Yeah,
one of the dumbest mammals. Yeah.
Their brains is entirely smooth. That's how dumb they are.
Really?
Yeah. I know
that a rat's brain. Yep. I didn't know about koalas. Like,
no, it's actually true. Like, Henrik's 100% accurate with that. Their brains are literally smooth. Like, it's not even a lie. It's literally just how they are. They're so stupid.
They're dumb and have chlamydia.
Yep.
They're basically white trash.
Oh, okay.
All right, then.
Like, it hurts, but where's the lie?
I used to think jellyfish were cool. I don't anymore.
Did you get stung?
No. Apparently, okay, so fun fact. Apparently, there is a almost worldwide issue these days with jellyfish infestations. So, for instance, in Peru... not too long ago. Okay, sorry, hold up. Little brother just decided to come by me. Anyway, in Peru and some other places, they've been having to deal with some pretty insane jellyfish infestations. Let me see if I can post this in actually, I'll just post the link.
I actually remember like hearing about this in a documentary a long time ago. There's a bunch of like, because the turtles that were gonna eat them kind of die off a little bit quick.
Well, yeah, no, they thrive in like the warm deoxygenated water that nothing else can. So
in Japan, they're trying to solve it by eating the jellyfish.
An absolute no from me, dog.
Yeah.
Let's see what this is.
It's like
they're trying their hardest at making it a delicacy.
It's like eating a walnut.
I have to. Because there's only so many things you can do with them because they're just going to regenerate like starfish.
Oh, that's a lot.
And then
they're
also sticky. They literally tried to make like essentially a blender, like an immersion blender to stick into the ocean and blend them up. But the problem with that is that, once again, they essentially regenerate. And, like, the goop that constitutes a good chunk of them is so sticky that it just, it destroys everything.
I don't really? Even know where you posted this, and I'm sad.
Oh, I here, stuck I it in the...
You're sad? What the fuck?
I can put it in the voice chat, too.
I just want to look, man.
I just want
here, to look. Hold up.
Yeah, I sent it to her. No worries.
Okay.
Oh, that's but, nasty.
Yeah, that's not even too long ago. That's Peru. And then if you look up just jellyfish infestation, you can see a lot more examples of this crap. It's horrifying.
I believe it. I know.
They,
want
to eat them? No. Don't do that.
What? I mean, once again, the turtles that normally eat them are dying off. And so, aside from the turtles, they barely have any natural predators. So they're just absolutely taking over everything. And they thrive in the dead ocean where nothing else can live. And yeah, there's not a ton you can do.
So, I mean, hear me out. You take a net, or like 80, and you scoop them, and you hang that net up, and you just let them die.
You sound like the fisherman that I used to knew, or, well, I did know, who fished shark exclusively off of Iceland. And
why shark exclusively?
Because they made shark jerky, and it was hella expensive. What was it?
Hakal.
Is that what they're called?
That's what the jerky is called. It is disgusting. Okay. It is disgusting beyond belief.
I actually liked it. I liked it.
What the
hell
is wrong with you?
So
I don't think you've had actual hakal then.
Probably not. But
yeah, because actual hakal, because sharks pee through their skin and they use urea as antifreeze, they are they basically taste like piss.
See,
it's a consistency
have
it's
that.
Like beef jerky, so it's beef jerky with piss taste.
See, I didn't have that. My one professor gave me it was like in a can, but it was. It was flavored like it tasted like wood, but it also tasted like alcohol, and it just tasted good to me. And he said, most people don't like it. And I was like, oh, interesting. But, he was originally from Iceland, and he was my favorite professor at college. And I was like his underling basically. And we used to get into chats. Yeah, no, I did. I could tell you some really interesting stories about my college, but oh, we lost Mara. Damn it.
Oh, Mara, come back here.
She'll probably be back. Might have been her brother. But long story short, my college wasn't the most professional, but it wasn't exactly horrible at times. It just, I didn't trust the management. Our president was really shady, and he stole a lot of money. I'll just say that. But long story short, I learned a lot from my college. I really loved my experience there. I love how we got off topic. Like, we were talking about colleges, then we got into jellyfish, we got into other details. But in reality, I'll just say I had a great experience at college. But learning wise, could have learned more. Had shitty professors at times, as everyone usually does. But it was still a good experience. Good enough.
The jellyfish reminded me of the Humboldt squid, which are also spreading because of global warming. They are legit the scariest animal on Earth. Like, just the scariest. I would not want to be anywhere near them. They're one of the only animals that actively hunts humans.
Which one is it?
Humboldt squid. They are really, they have this beak, man, that is
Humboldt squid?
Humboldt.
Can you send me that, Henrik? Sorry.
California. In California.
Okay. I'm trying to look it up.
There you go. That's how you spell it.
Oh, thank you. Because I can't spell, even though one of my majors was English writing.
That's typical.
Right.
Yeah, but they have the intelligence and of a wolf. They have the aggressiveness of a piranha. they have teeth on their suckers, like serrated teeth. And they swim in huge groups. And like I said, they hunt humans, and they hunt humans by swimming just below the surface, lighting themselves up. So humans get curious and stick their heads close to the water to see what's going on, and then they just grab their head and pull them into the water.
Yeah, and don't they drown you, like, slowly?
No, no, that's not needed. It takes a few minutes for a group of humble squid to completely dismantle a human.
Oh, shit.
They just kind of rip you apart.
Exactly. You don't have have time to drown.
What's the... Oh, it's seals. Seals drown you, I think. Yeah. Lion seals will drag you down, and they'll try and drown you. And
damn, nature, something... you scary.
Yeah, dolphins are also shitty. They'll basically hump you to death. It's really bad. But weirdly enough, I'm not afraid of sharks, though everyone seems to be. And in reality, I don't think sharks are that scary. They're just, like, it's a Hollywood kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
They usually mistake you for something else, and they don't really have the mechanism for letting go. And then when you're bleeding, they're like, well, I mean, I guess, man.
So basically, they made the things that are more deadly cute, so you try to trust them more. And the things that are less deadly, not as whatever.
There's only like four species of sharks that are dangerous to humans. The rest are just sharks.
Now let me tell you something that's scary. Cows are scary. Them motherfuckers will fuck you up.
I mean, yes, but they're also kind of nice.
But you can ride them.
They taste good.
And you can
actually they taste breathe. Good. Sorry, I wasn't used to that.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I haven't eaten a cow in a while, actually. I've been trying to... I've been on the... Henrik, what do we call it? The one diet?
Flexitarian.
Flexitarian! Yes, thank you. I'm on a flexitarian diet where I mainly eat chicken and fish, and I'll go vegan or vegetarian for such amount of time that I can or want to.
Yeah, I do the same. I'm also a flexitarian.
Yes.
I'm just fat.
I feel that at times, but right now I have a running twink body and I don't like it.
Running twink body.
Yes.
I need an explanation.
As opposed to like a walking twink body?
Yeah, like
what distinguishes that?
I run everywhere. No, I actually jog about like 15 miles every day, US miles, and I did 15 kilometers 2 days ago. So I've been trying to stay in shape, but right now I just know that I need to work on upper body. My body's toned right now, but I just need to do upper body because it's like my arms, they feel like noodles. I don't like it.
Oh, well, you're a noodle boy.
Man, you're making me tired.
You're welcome. Talking like, about noodles.
No, just talking about running. Like, where are you running from, man? Like, no one's chasing.
I'm running from myself.
Yeah, we're all getting vicarious exercise from him.
Yeah, like, burn them calories for me. Thanks.
I wouldn't mind doing that, actually. Like, if I could take someone's energy and run for them, I would. I love running, but again, no, I'm gonna. Yeah, fair. But again, I'll tell you. My friend Vidge got me into wanting to stay healthy, and Vidge is an amateur when it comes to. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a positive way when it comes to working out and working out issues with specific parts of your body, because I've dislocated my shoulder, broke my forearm, broke my hand, broke my foot in half, broke my shin, dislocated my knee. I don't know. I've had like a lot of injuries, and she's been able to help me work on certain parts of my body. She'll give me like specific workouts that will help me kind of like manage myself. And if I ever feel like I can't do something, I'll tell her like, I don't feel like I can do this. She'll either say, bitch, you can do it. Or, okay, let's try doing this instead. And it works.
I've never broken a bone in my life, even though I should have.
You lucky bastard.
You should have broken a bone.
Yeah, I've been run over by a car. I've fallen off a tall building. I've rolled down a concrete staircase.
I've never
broken anything.
I wish I had your bones.
I've gotten hit by three cars.
Did you drink a lot of milk growing up?
Same, Shy.
Drank about a liter of milk a day.
I mean, they were parked, but...
Oh my god, never mind. I was like, hey, same. But then it's like, nah. Oh, hey, Courtney. Nice to see you. Also, hey, Martin. Sorry, I didn't see that Martin was texting. But,
he's been texting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Discord, too.
I'm
being a terrible friend.
Like Martin's over here doing his damn best. You're over here just like neglecting.
A liter of milk is 0.3 gallon.
A liter of mildew?
No, milk.
A what?
Of milk is 0.3 gallons.
Wait, why are we talking about milk?
That's how much I drank growing up.
Oh, I'm
like daily or weekly or?
Daily.
That's bruh. Like how that's like how much I'd shit out if I drank that.
No joke. I actually don't drink milk anymore, and milk doesn't really have any positives. Like, it's
got vitamin C? No, D. One of those, either C or D.
It's white.
It's white.
That's a positive.
It's creamy white goodness that you drink.
I think it's B.
Oh, it's vitamin D. Martin said
D. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant.
Vitamin alphabet.
That vitamin D, though, is good. I don't think there's much calcium, though. Is there?
I think there's calcium and D.
But really? There's like calcium in like everything, technically, isn't there?
Hold up. Let me look this up.
Yeah, it's vitamin B.
Oh. See, look at this. We're trying to figure this out.
What is science?
I could just remember it's called riboflavin, but I couldn't remember what vitamin that was.
So milk has vitamin A, no vitamin D, some vitamin B, magnesium, and a lot of calcium.
We were so set on vitamin D.
Yes. The worst part I was set on vitamin D because of another thing, but I won't say that.
No. Dang. Well, what's funny is it has no vitamin C either, apparently. Oh, not by default. They might add it to some.
Oh, fair. Actually, one thing that I really miss having is vegan ice cream. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Oh,
I had some of the... Oh, shit. Keto, whatever ice cream. That shit is good.
Keto?
Yeah.
Keto stuff is good.
I've never had keto ice cream.
Oh my god, it is like an orgy in your mouth, man.
Well, I mean, but...
Keto ice cream. I'm going to look it up real quick.
What is in it instead of the normal stuff, then?
It's just meat.
It's
just meat.
It's just a bucket of meat.
It's just ice. It's flavored ice. I fucking don't know, man.
Iced meat. That's what it is. Icy meat.
How far away is that?
All I know is when I ate it, I didn't shit my guts out. Right?
Right? Same.
You know, that's always a bonus.
Aw, man. Guess how far I have to drive to get, like, keto ice cream?
Really?
100
miles. To Safeway?
I could technically drive my boat across the lake, but actually that would be quicker. Hey, I have two boats. Thank you very much.
Yeah, one of them is a yacht and one of them is a boat for his yacht.
So
he's not wrong. I don't think he's wrong. So
I actually do have two boats though.
Why do you have boats?
One's a fishing boat and one's a luxury liner, but it's not a luxury liner. It's literally just six people can sit in it.
Why? Actually, that's my whole question. Why?
Yeah.
The one's for fishing, and that was passed down to me. The other one was something that I bought from a friend that I actually really need to sell.
Is there a distinction between fishing and non-fishing boats? I mean, they both float.
One's fit for, you can have sailing. You just sail.
But I mean,
they're both boats!
Look, you are making this really complicated.
I'm just like, I understand where you're going, Mara, though. The one
float!
The one is like, and the other one goes,
yeah, but like,
does that help?
Surely you can like put sails on both, right? Or you can like row them both.
Row you both.
By the way, I just wanted to say I want to pay homage to Stuart, the badass. Stuart, are you Scottish?
Who are you?
I forget. You're from Scotland, right? Yes. Okay, thank God. I almost messed that up. Stuart here is a badass man. I just wanted to say that, just so everyone knows.
But is he a badass man or a badass man?
Badass. Let's say both. Oh, Stuart says both.
Okay, real talk. Boobs or butt?
Butts.
Oh.
What was that? Oh.
Now we have conflict.
I mean,
high five, Stuart.
One of you guys said boobs, another said butt.
I mean,
and like, I am neutral.
I would like to answer no.
Mara hears the no. We got Boss that is the confused. We got the Henrik that is the boob. And then we have me that is the butt because I'm very much a gay individual, but every now and again, you know, I'll stare at someone and be like, you got a nice rack. No, I'm joking. I'd never do that.
You know, but sometimes there are boobs that just look really nice. You can appreciate.
You're going to hate me. You're going to hate me. I understand where you're coming from, but I hate big boobs.
No. They don't have to be big. In general. I'm talking in general.
Just a nice
pair of boobs.
There's a difference between, like, aesthetic, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, hey, kind of thing, you know?
Your mother just ask her if she likes boobs or butts.
My mother just overheard everything. Oh, shit. Sorry, Martin.
Martin, ask her if she likes boobs or butt. You're not doing it.
Martin's mother, which was your husband attracted to? Do you got a badonkadonk?
Badonkadonk.
You got a
badonkadonk. Oh, you got that ass. Trunk, or you got the badonkadonk?
Knowing your voice.
Hold up. Martin's mom.
Or ass sex?
Boobs or butt?
Boobs.
What do you enjoy?
Or butt.
You got the gazongas, or you got the dump truck?
Martin, you should know by now, headphones are the way to go.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised you're not using headphones. I thought you always had headphones.
But yeah, no, I actually had, what was that? I had that question a while back, like, what would you rather prefer? And like, most of the chat said boobs, and I was just like, why? And someone said, it's like a pillow fort for your face. And I was just like, have you ever, like, touched a boob? And they said, no. And I was like,
oh, no.
How do you know?
How do you know?
It feels like sand?
See, I would like to offer a counterpoint to that. To have a fort, you would have to have four sides. whose chest are they using for that? And are just, they a cow?
Maybe
they a cow? Oh no, it's udders.
Oh, good luck.
Okay.
And it's that fun is how I discovered I was a furry.
It's Minecraft.
In what movie was that? They had a
40-year-old virgin. Character.
No. They had a female character in like I think it was Avatar. Total Recall, thank you. That's what it was. and she had. How did you know? You just knew.
I was really, really fast, and I'm. Are you okay?
I acknowledge a very specific topics, and sometimes you can learn a lot about a person based off of what they have encyclopedic knowledge about.
Oh, there was the uniboob.
Okay, the now I'm morbidly curious.
You should look up the uniboob. It was really fascinating.
I don't want to.
You should.
You know, if anybody says that boobs are like pillowy, you gotta tell them to like look up the anatomy underneath the skin because it is horrifying.
Yeah.
Yep.
I won't lie. I've been smothered by boobs and I don't like that at all. Like, oh my god, uniboob. Sorry, I just looked it up. It's horrifying.
He's so scared.
He's okay, horrified. Now I gotta Google this. I wasn't same doing here. It, but now I have to.
Same here. What in the world is it?
Oh man, I'm so happy. Thanks. You know, Phoenix, thank you so much for bringing that up. You're a blessing.
What is this?
He is a blessing.
Also, your camera's sideways, so it's even better to watch you like laugh in sideways.
Okay, I'm not really seeing many things that look applicable, but I am seeing things that look like plastic surgery stuff, so I'm going to bail on that.
Phoenix, woman. Phoenix, it's time to stop. It's time to stop.
Oh, no, Smithers. What is going on?
Smithers, no. Really?
I'm confused. What's going on?
Oh, wait. Who's Smithers, like, henchman? Or not henchman. Who's Smithers'
Mr. Burns.
Boss? Mr. Burns. I used to be able to do his voice. Smithers, come here. Or I can't even do it anymore. But
oh, that's okay. That was pretty okay.
No, that's not good. But yeah, I used to. X. Well, I can't even do it. No, I can't. Nope. Not even gonna try.
No, you gotta try.
Oh my goodness. Now I know what you mean. Oh my goodness.
Like, we're here now.
One second.
What in the world is that?
A uniboob.
Oh.
It's a uniboob.
Yeah. Okay.
One boob. One secular boob.
See, no.
One secular? Did you say singular or did you say secular?
He said secular.
Do you want to see some nightmare fuel?
I think
power of Christ compels you.
Go into VC chat for me.
Who? Oh no, this is ominous.
Look at this person.
VC chat?
Thanks, I hate it.
Well, that's something that you just scrub forever in my memory.
I have a whole folder of comic characters without noses, but seeing that sort of thing on real people, like...
Why?
No, because it's funny. I swear, it's funny.
You have a thing for people without noses, don't you?
I didn't know that was a
thing. No?
Oh, that took a while to say no. I'm joking. But, no, I was gonna say, I haven't watched Simpsons in a long time, and like whenever Mr. Burns would be like, Smithers, get my ray gun or something like that, it was just the funniest thing. But it was so fucking creepy. Him and from Family Guy, the neighbor that was into Chris, Herbert the pervert.
You boys want some popsicles? I got some popsicles down the cellar.
It's no, so fucking you. Creepy. Like, I love it because it's creepy. Oh,
so you're already, so you're ready to be an old pervert, is what you're saying.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Time is now.
I don't think I have it in me.
Live your best life.
Oh, but I'm already dead on the inside.
Oh, man. I just need a void egg.
All right, so I'm going to post this in voice chat, the voice chat, and then I got to be right back because I got to go grab some stuff from the laundry. But
you
don't realize how funny seeing characters without noses are until you see them without noses.
Hold all on. Right.
My cat.
Where are you posting it?
I'm going to post this in voice chat.
Voice chat. Oh. What is that?
Observe. Pop?
Hey, I like that manga. How dare you?
She has what manga no is that?
What manga is that?
I don't remember.
I would have to look it up on my list.
It's hard I've to take seriously, honestly. It's like, I'm alive, but I don't know how to breathe.
Huh.
Also, I just realized Phoenix has his video on. Hello, Phoenix.
He's had it on this whole time.
I didn't notice. Hello. I enjoy what you're wearing.
You want to join us inside there after you're done? I
believe it's the villainous reverses the hourglass.
Oh, okay. Odd question, but would you ever want to read my friend's comic?
Yeah.
So,
is it porn?
Oh God, no.
Okay.
Is that what you're looking for, or is that just something you don't want to read? Because I was like, okay, I will read it. Is it porn?
Hi.
I'll wait until she's done. I'm
on a podcast right now.
I love this background. Listening.
We shouldn't be, but it's
She should have gone full Valley Girl and be like, hello, I'm on a podcast right now.
Hang on.
That would have been great.
How long does this run?
Usually, so in the past it used to be only an hour long podcast, but these days I usually only do 2 hours, which this one technically we could end in about 30 minutes if you'd like.
Okay.
Yeah.
30 minutes.
Introduce.
I think I got hung up on.
Oh.
No! Got
off. Are you okay?
Call them back and then hang up on them.
There you go.
It's assert dominance.
I would have to star 69 on the phone.
Oh, damn.
That's effort.
That is effort. Oh, I haven't heard Star 69 in a while.
I have a house phone.
I mean, I have 3, so I understand. My house is kind of big, so I have to go around.
Now he's flexing his wealth.
That actually sounded flexy, and I'm so sorry. I did not mean it to sound that way.
So, can you adopt me?
You're the fourth person to ask me to do that.
I was like, I mean, if you're gonna flex like that, obviously you have the ability to.
Oh shoot!
Stuart. Normally, I would not have a house phone, but my uterus goblin is not old enough to have a cell phone.
Excuse me, what? I've never heard that term before. Uterus goblin? What?
Did I fucking stutter?
I guess not. No.
Okay.
I know you do, though.
Define that for me, please.
Everyone does, actually. But
crotch blossom, fruit of my loins.
Oh, okay then.
All right. Reverse, failed abortion. I don't know what you want from me. Like,
oh,
fuck.
What? I have yet to hear that one.
I don't know about. Oh, okay.
I was gonna ask you to look up my friend's comic. I think you'd really like it. She uploads on Typaz and Webtoons,
and her
comic is named Humor Me. I could send it to you if you want.
Please.
Yeah, no worries.
Nice.
I sound fun.
Oh, it is.
You sound nice.
Who?
Martin.
Wait. Oh, is he?
Who are you?
He's actually McFly in Discord.
Yeah, he's one of the, I was going to say Patreons, no, he's one of the guys.
You have Patreons now?
No, I don't, and I don't want to have Patreons, ever. He's one of the guys that is in my server, and we chill, play games. He's really nice. He actually came from my friend's server in Humor Me, and he's a really nice dude. If you ever want someone to watch your streams, I bet he would be very down to watch them because he's one of those dudes. He's really cool, really chill.
Who?
Martin.
I said cool. Are you okay?
Oh, you said cool. Okay.
Who, me? Am I cool?
Oh my God.
Bigger.
What? What?
It's like a he shitty game. He said
cool, not.
What? What did I do wrong?
So you're pretty well off, and that means you should probably invest in a hearing aid.
Why? I'm so confused.
Oh,
did I lose
God.
Internet?
Are you okay? You didn't hear what she said, Vigor.
No, I didn't. I think it's because I lost internet or something.
You didn't lose internet because you would have glitched completely out if you did.
What did I miss?
Oh my god. It's like watching a train wreck.
I am a train wreck, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
I don't
Mr.
even think you
train
left
wreck.
The station.
There was no station. Are you kidding me? The station's been broken.
Oh, no.
Also, Stuart, I'll need to play with you, and Vidge will have to get into, because like 76, I haven't played Fallout 76 in a while. Stuart here is really into Fallout, and so is a few of the people in my server. I haven't played it in a long time. I know Henrik here, you have it on PS4, right?
Yeah.
Did they make it compatible, cross-compatible yet?
I have no idea. I don't think so, but I have no idea.
Damn it.
Okay, no crossplay. Stuart says there was no crossplay.
Yeah, I want it to be, though. Like, it would make it, like, more manageable, I'd say. But, Shai, what about you? Have you been playing anything new as of late?
I played Village.
Oh, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Hmm. Did you finish it, like, the full game?
Yeah, I finished it.
Okay. I feel like, so for anyone that doesn't want spoilers, I am going to say something. The ending, so cover yours if you don't want to hear it.
I thought the ending was fine.
It was okay, but I wanted more because I feel like they rushed through certain bits of the game, but the end result, like I liked the end boss, but like I even feel like that was rushed.
I thought it was a nice lead up to what will probably come next.
I want more of him, though. You know what I'm talking about, right?
You know, I'm good. Because he annoyed me.
Well, in the second game or the first?
Both, because it's like, why are you going after somebody who is clearly beyond help? Like, for fuck. Ache, man.
I mean, she wasn't beyond help because they...
spoilers are over?
Yes, spoilers are over.
Good.
Yeah. But who was beyond help?
Mia?
She's not beyond help because she's actually the only normal one.
No, she wasn't in the first one.
Well, not in the
I'm other talking about, game. Like, if she was declared dead for 2 years, like, bro, you should have moved on. And then when, like, that everybody in the house is trying to kill him, including her, I would have just fucking left.
Yeah. I felt so bad for the police officer, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, he kind of just got involved.
Ethan literally got a police officer killed.
Yep.
So, yeah, no. And he made a lot of weird choices and poor life choices in the second one, too. So,
yeah.
No, he's good. He reminds me, and I love Dying Light. Don't tell me anything about Dying Light 2. I have not watched anything. Anyways, in Dying Light, he is super helpful. He is super nice. And that's what makes him an absolute fuck up. So you have an overly nice protagonist, and it's just kind of like, really?
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the main character, right?
But in Dying Light
In Dying Light, yeah.
Yeah. The guy you're playing.
Yeah, yeah. I literally, that guy would be me in that scenario, but then I would think, well, no, I need to be smart. I don't need to give people, like, all these people supplies. That guy literally just chopped off another guy's hand, like, that kind of stuff. I'd be like, oh, shit, I don't want to mess with these guys, but I don't also want to be on the bad side. I'd probably try and seclude myself with a certain group and not piss off the other group, you know? I don't know. Like, there's a lot in that, like, zombie apocalypse scenario. It's just, like, can you imagine if the COVID, like, virus wasn't actually that bad, and then all of a sudden they give you a shot, and then you turn into a zombie? Like, what if that was a thing?
That would be terrifying.
They did that in Resident Evil, I believe. But I know they...
It's not going to happen, though.
It couldn't happen because it would have to be checked, double-checked, triple-checked by, like, the FDA, a bunch of other agencies and all this other stuff.
Yeah, plus, the way a zombie virus works is way too complicated for real life viruses.
Yeah. It's just, if anything, it would make you go brain dead. The closest thing that can make you into a zombie would be bath salts, basically. And that's totally not a virus. Different. Yeah, it's not. It's totally different, though.
The closest real life thing to a zombie virus is rabies.
Yeah, I never thought about that actually.
And in that case, you just get kind of aggressive, and you don't like water.
No, I thought you wanted really? Too much water.
No,
you get scared of water.
I thought you were too thirsty and really want like stuff to drink.
Nah, not with rabies. That's the opposite. Mm-hmm.
I literally want to tell my friends that are afraid of water, ha, you got rabies now.
Oh.
You got rabies now?
Yeah, just because of rabies. That fact. I didn't know that, though.
With the Dying Light's protagonist, if you were in his shoes and you were ordered to burn the medicine that is literally keeping you from turning into a zombie, and he does it, that's where I'm like, this dude is stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really think I'm going to do that, bitch? No, I'm going to hide this. Just in case.
Do you know the DLC ending?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, the crazy nun-looking monster lady. That was a point in my life where I was like, okay, they're just milking it now. Because I did not like the fact that they made this lady who was supposed to be a saint into an absolute killer, but also a monster, like an actual monster that can control zombies and all this shit. And I'm just like,
well, she was ultimate smart zombie.
But where did that come from? Why is she the ultimate smart zombie? Like, I don't know.
They explained what the medicine she got did. And she basically made him into it, too.
Yeah, but it was... Like, it didn't have the same effect. It was just silly, I guess, for me. Like,
It was kind of a twist that was kind of like, but I guess.
What movie series is this?
It's the game series.
Following...
Yeah,
the
Dying Light.
Okay, this sounds very convoluted. Okay,
it's very like it's a great game series. Like I'm not gonna lie, I loved playing it. Like when you're in those moments where you're beating the shit out of a zombie with a pipe, you're like actually feeling like you're beating the shit out of a zombie with a pipe. But it's hard. At night, it's fucking scary. These badass zombies come out of the dark and they'll literally rip you limb to limb.
It's not that bad.
You say that, but have you played it multiplayer and then zombies that are players come after you?
Oh, yeah. I had to turn that off because I would have people on my friends list do that during stream. And on nightmare mode, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
Really bad. But hi, Mara. I know you've been sitting in there. Silent for like 9 minutes. Oh, maybe Mara's not back?
I don't know.
But yeah, no, games and whatnot have come a long way, but this Christmas, I've been expecting two game series to be really good. Halo and Battlefield. And I hope to God Halo is not a clusterfuck. I really, really want it to be good. That's the one game series that I love wholeheartedly, and I don't want it to end. Like, I don't want it to be bad at all. What about you guys?
I'm really hoping Dying Light 2 isn't garbage.
I don't think it will be.
Yeah, their title was slightly concerning.
What was it?
Beyond Human or something like that. It's just,
yeah, that's a little cheesy.
Well, you got to be a little bit cheesy one of these days. Just a little bit, though. Not too much cheese.
Yeah. What about you, boss? Any games that you're looking forward to?
Well, the game that I was really looking forward to came out. It's called Miitopia. But I'm not playing it until I can either get on stream or record it with my other friends.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't know what I don't really know of any actual games that are coming up. Maybe I'll just say Capia because that's a game that I played.
Ah, okay.
I'll just say enough. Yeah.
What about you, Henrik?
I don't have any games that I'm looking forward to currently.
You're still playing Cyberpunk?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Did you not finish it? Like you don't know the ending yet?
No, I don't know what the ending is yet.
Okay. Fair enough. I won't spoil. What about you, Mara?
Keep pointing to Mara.
Yeah, she just I just let her back into the call.
Oh, you there you are. Just let her back in the call, okay.
Oh, we lost Mara again. Well, why?
Stop kicking her.
I'm not kidding.
No
her.
Idea what's going on. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was saying that I was muted and then it was saying that I wasn't, and I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. But what games are you looking forward to or game?
Very tentatively. Deathloop. And part of me wants to look forward to the new Bioshock game, but at the same time I know they're gonna screw it up. They're hiring people for open world development. And yeah. No. None.
I'm like, Bioshock's always been that linear game that's been really good, but I could see where there's an interest in open world for Bioshock. Are they going back under the sea, or are they doing it on land, or what are they thinking? Oh, we lost Mara again.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
When it comes to Bioshock and BioWare in general, you shouldn't expect too much from them, since all of the original developers and designers and everything have left.
Mm-hmm. And so they're going to try and pack microtransactions or something in.
Yeah.
Well, that's
going to
suck.
But
there's a new company to keep your eyes on, Archetype Entertainment.
I think they told me about them.
Yeah, they are made up of all of the old BioWare people.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
So it's basically BioWare Reborn.
So,
Jesus Christ, Kat, no.
What happened?
Good?
He tried to hop up and he went straight up instead of onto the chair, and I had to catch him.
When he fell? Like,
well, yeah, because if he falls, he's going to claws out onto my leg.
Ah, that would be painful.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Horizon Zero Dawn 2 would be a lot of fun to play. I've been playing the first one, like, quite a bit. But I will say, though, one game or game series that I've been, like, kind of looking forward to is called Stray. It's a cat game where I think you play as a cat or a bunch of cats.
Oh, I think I heard of that. That sounds really good.
Yeah, it looks really good, and Steam's been like holding on to that little gem for a while. And I'm not gonna lie, I also am really hoping the Half-Life game, Half-Life quote unquote 3, is going to come out and it's going to be good. I really want it to be good. Phoenix, Far Cry 6. I'm opinionated on that one.
I mean, it could be. I mean, wasn't Alex pretty good?
Alex was pretty good. It's just Steam and Valve Industries doesn't always go through with their third game.
Yeah.
Like, if that makes sense. Like, it's just Alex was out of the blue, where they kept it lock and key for a long time. Half-Life is when you're playing as Gordon fucking Freeman and you have a crowbar and you're beating the shit out of aliens and then you get guns. But I really hope it's going to be good. I know graphically it's going to be good probably because they have so many people working on those animations and whatnot. But the story, the essence of Half-Life has to be in there. The voice actors have to be like on point. People are going to like nitpick every little thing about this game because it's like the classic that we all knew and loved. And I don't know. I'm very much into like older games, older shooters, and
it's going to be another Cyberpunk where they can't manage expectations.
Yeah, I'm sort of thinking that.
Man. I actually remember the game I was looking forward to.
What?
Which one?
Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2.
Oh.
That was a good one. Like, I know that one was supposed to come out this year, but they said that it won't be able to come out until 2022, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Phoenix, Gordon Freeman, voice actor. You're not wrong, though. Like, he's never even made a grunt noise.
But no, he's just a strong, silent type.
True, with a ponytail.
You gotta have a ponytail.
He doesn't have a ponytail.
They got rid of it, didn't they? Forgot about that. Aw, man, you cut the ponytail. Like, that was one of the first lines of dialogue that you hear in the game. But, I'm just really, really hoping that this year we're going to get some good games. Everyone's going to be happy. The world's not going to be in complete chaos. And, you know, like, things are going to be okay.
You can always hope.
Yeah, hope's all I have left. But seriously, though, I would like to ask, though, Shy, like, what are your plans for, like, upcoming, like, I don't know, streams and whatnot?
Survive.
Well, shit. Okay. Is it that detrimental for you right now?
I don't know. I've been revisiting some old games. I'm hoping to possibly play, like, Sekiro and shit like that. I have so many games in my backlog. It's embarrassing. And I have yet to actually go back and find them. So, there's that.
Fair enough. I know I've been trying to play Phasma with a few people, and I've been trying to get, like, party games going, so that'll be, like, fun for everyone. But as for single-player games, I know all the Far Cries are on sale right now, except for 6, because that one's... I don't even think it's out yet. I've been looking for, like, single-player games that I can just record and have fun with. Because
Little Nightmares was free yesterday.
Oh, wait. It was?
Yeah, on Steam.
That's interesting. That's a good game, though. Like, actually.
It really is.
I have that on PS4, I believe. And it's so weird, though, because, like, if there's ever a single-player game that's good, it's usually by, like, an indie developer. And that's where I'm like, ooh, that's really good. But the bigger name games, like the AAA titles, I don't know. Like, I kind of, like, lose faith in them. Like, Halo wasn't what it used to be. Battlefield, not that great. Call of Duty, don't want to even try it anymore. Like, these big shooters are not what I'm, like, looking for anymore. Masquerade, though. Vampire Masquerade 2. I would play that, and probably Cyberpunk, if there were less glitches and my PC could just handle it for however long it needs to be. Because I know recording it would probably take up most of my my drive and everything. I have like 42 games downloaded right now, and I know I'd have to delete like half of them.
Well, I gotta tap out. I gotta go to dinner.
No worries.
All right.
So, okay, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. It was wonderful having you.
It was nice to meet you guys, too. Hopefully I will see you guys around.
Yeah,
see you around.
Do you want to say your plug before you go?
Oh, Shy Lost Confused on everything.
Dang. Okay.
Literally everything.
Nice. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Wonderful having you. And that was Shy. She's super nice. But, yeah, we're probably going to be ending it in the next 4 minutes, but Do you guys want to talk about anything before we end it?
No, I can't think of anything.
Not really, okay. No.
No?
Thank you, though, Mr. Rieger. This was a nice talk.
Yeah.
Also, I haven't seen you in a while, Mara.
Yeah. I was, last week? Last week or the week before, I can't remember. One of them, I was actually hanging out with people in real life for once, ooh, which, you know, shocked. Fancy. I got to try out ramen for the first time, so that was really cool.
Ooh, like real really ramen, good. Not like the instant ramen?
Yeah, like actual ramen.
Ooh,
nice. It was really good, actually. 10 out of 10, probably going to go back there again because it was actually reasonably priced at the place I went to, too. So, I mean, the one downside of it, I guess, well, you could consider it a downside, is that it's at like a sit-down place. I'm not sure if they do takeout or not, but, and those are scary to go to when you're not in a group.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, yeah, no, the food was great. So that was fun. Also got to try out an arcade. So that was neat.
Ah, the last arcade I've been to was like a long time ago. It's like Dave & Buster's, probably.
Oh yeah, no, the one that I went to was called Round One, and I got hooked on some of the rhythm games.
Oh yeah,
rhythm games are a little bit addicting. I'm not amazing at them, but they're fun. The one that I was playing didn't have just like slap the buttons. It also had like you could spin the buttons, like almost like turntables.
Hmm.
Ooh, so that was actually surprisingly fun. But yeah, also the Vault of Glass raid re-released in Destiny 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying that out.
I feel like you'd probably get really into Fallout 76. Not going to lie.
I actually have that now. I started it. I have not... Wait, was it Fallout 76? I think it's Fallout 76. Magfest 24/7 Arcade. Never heard of that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Sounds cool.
Just finished the Titanfall 2 campaign today, so that was fun.
Did you cry?
Did I cry? What do you mean?
Cry.
Oh, no, I did not cry. It takes a lot to get me to cry, but also there's the fact that BT is still alive, so I'm not going to cry over it.
Fair enough.
You can't convince me otherwise.
Fair enough. But, no, I know. I was like, no, but I didn't cry either. I was just like, I could have if they literally did like a, I don't know, like an ending where like you actually see him die kind of thing.
Honestly, I could have grabbed the eye on my way out. Are you kidding? Like,
yeah,
there was enough time.
Yeah.
But honestly, I thought it was too short. I would have loved to see more.
Yeah, I feel like they could have done like a lot of DLCs, but the thing is, the first one and the second one didn't sell enough copies. Now they're actually selling copies, which is hilarious. Like, people are actually actively playing that game.
I'm really hoping it gets like a reboot or something, though, because there was a lot of people who were all like almost like a reverse boycott. So on a specific day, yeah, they were all going to like log on at the same time as kind of like a show of support for, you know, if you guys choose to reboot this, we want it. Don't shut down the servers, kind of thing. Yeah. And I mean, it was really good. I really liked it. Honestly, I really like probably some of my favorite bits. First off, the 50% in love line. That was pretty funny. And then also when you get a new loadout, I think it was for the first time. I'm gonna Google the exact thing, so I'm gonna botch it if I try and say it off of memory.
Okay.
Titanfall 2.
I remember buying that on PS4, though. It was probably one of my happiest purchases.
See? So, when you get your first loadout thing, you can say, well, BT says, "Pilot, this Titan weapon is an advanced design and may give us tactical advantage." And you have the option to say, "Oh, I think someone's in love." And BT says, "The human concept of love requires admiration, attraction, devotion, and respect. Conclusion, I am 50% in love."
I am 50%, okay.
50%, which means you got to figure out which of those four things, you know, apply. I choose to believe it's attraction and devotion. But no, and so there was that line, and then also the bit where the commander lady, Sarah, what's her face, Sarah Briggs, says that she's going to reassign BT to another pilot, and BT essentially just goes like, "This is my pilot, mine," and just bear hugs you in.
Aww,
that was adorable. I love that.
Yeah, I remember when you fight certain like Ash.
Uh-huh.
And there's certain dialogue that she'll try and taunt you, and then BT will make like a sly remark back, and it's so funny. Like, I just love that kind of stuff. But usually,
I should have made that last longer then.
Yeah, it's basically you want to have BT use his ultimate ability out the door, like right out when you see her, and then you want to basically have her and her troops shoot at you for an extended amount of time, and like there's just really interesting dialogue. Same with the guy that I think he burns people alive or something. I don't remember. It was like the first boss that you come across.
Oh, Kane.
I think so. I don't know if you ever see his face, but I just remember he was the first boss, and BT will be like coming out and saying, "Well, now, if someone doesn't deserve something," it's just really interesting because, like, I love the dialogue in that game. It's so great.
The dialogue is great, which is, I mean, once again, I kind of wish it were longer because it was really good. Not as much like lore or anything, but the dialogue and everything totally made up for that.
Yeah. It felt like you were actually talking to this character, this robot that was kind of like gaining human emotions, basically.
Also, the environments were cool, so that helped.
That's true. Actually, those original creatures, the ones that like eat people, those were cool. Sorry,
I'm not sure which ones you're talking about, but
they're like big dogs.
Oh, those. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Either way, I'm gonna probably end the podcast though, so I'll let everyone say where like their little thing. If you want to say where they can find you, or if you just want to say bye, we'll start off with Boss.
Oh, Boss and K on YouTube.
Yay. Go find him. Support him. Henrik.
I don't really have anything to plug, so I'm just going to say bye.
Perfect. And then we have Amara.
I'm _Mariela_ on Instagram, and that's pretty much the only social media I've really got.
Sweet. And thank you all for she does. And thank you all for being in here and chatting with us. So I'm Vager. It's been nice having you. Hope to see you in the next Chillcast. Thank you. Bye.